From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Ducky Duke from Harrisburg's Ducky and the Vintage. Ducky made a big splash earlier this year with an appearance on the NBC television program called The Voice. Although he didn't make it through the first on-screen audition, he caught the ear of the show's host, Carson Daly.
You know, he really dug the audition, and I guess he really thought I should have made it through, and I guess a lot of other people were tweeting to him, hey, you know,
right.
put Ducky on your show, you know. And he started that the hashtag, the what the heck happened to Ducky
thing. Yeah.
Which, you know, I didn't even know what a hashtag was at that time. I was like, this is cool. Yeah, sure. You know.
Coming up, Ducky Duke talking about his crazy 2012 and the first official release from his band Ducky and the Vintage, the Flowers EP. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Friend of the Wood Stove House, New York's Stephanie Carlin will be releasing a brand new album this summer called Tree of Ceres. Here's a taste of this magnificent performer with a brand new single called Mother and God.
I am a rock. I glued my rusted roots, my spine is used to bear fruit. I am rooted, but you are not. You cocoon my blooming womb. I am the fuel, seducing, introducing, confusing you with truth, but you don't really understand these tools. Push, push, push me away, and I will wait here for you. Push, push, push me away. Your trembling hands coated in glue. Push, push, push me away. You'll come back on your own. Push, push, push me away, and I'll sit here calm, reposed, exposed in the
That's Mother and God by Stephanie Carlin on Around the Wood Stove from the upcoming album Tree of Ceres. We'll keep you posted on that album's release. You can hear a full interview with Stephanie on episode 29 of Around the Wood Stove at woodstovehouse.com. We recently partnered with our friends at Tri-State Indy to bring you a new Wood Stove House Artist Spotlight series. We'll be periodically posting 5 to 10 minute podcast episodes on Tri-State's website, highlighting some of our favorite independent music from around the country. Look for the Wood Stove House logo when you visit Tri-State online at tristateindy.com. Tri-State Indy is your online source for independent music news, covering local, regional, and national acts every day, and live at over 40 festivals a year. My guest today is Ducky from Harrisburg's Ducky and the Vintage. After a wild start to 2012, the band recently released their debut album, The Flowers EP. Here's the title track, It's Flowers, by Ducky and the Vintage on Around the Wood Stove.
Got my reasons to be angry. Got a taste to be glad. Everything is smell like flowers till they're all dried out. And we'll sink your buried in the sand. Cause it's bad, bad, bad. Got no reason to ever have. Yeah, it's bad, bad, bad. No one ever
That was the title track from the new EP, Flowers, by Ducky and the Vintage.
So joining me at the Candy Factory, downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is Ducky from Harrisburg. Thanks for driving down, man.
Hey, no problem, man. And, no problem at all.
So Ducky's, you've had one hell of a 2012.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. I'm glad the world didn't end.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Mayans could have played you very differently.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they could. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be later in the year.
It's going
to
be December, yeah.
But regardless, it's been a good year.
But so. If they'd have called January,
yeah,
this would be a very different year for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it could be a totally different year, man.
So I got to tell you the story as we get started here, because I guess it was probably January.
Oh, okay.
It must have been January or December. It was right around the beginning of the year, and Kingsfoil was playing at the Chameleon, and I'm a big fan of Kingsfoil, right?
Oh, yeah, I love those guys, man.
So, and Derry was there, and there was a band from Philadelphia, Fine Vienna.
Fine Vienna. Yeah. Good friends with those guys, too. Yeah.
So I really wanted to see, this show. So I grabbed my buddy Steve, who works with me at the Woodstove House, and I say, come on, we got to go to the Chameleon tonight. I want to go see Kingsfoil.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, we're older guys, and we all, especially when I'm at those shows, you know, I feel my age, you know. And we're standing up in the balcony, kind of, you know, just relaxing. And Fine Vienna played, someone else played. And all of a sudden, in walks you guys. Now, you weren't on the bill as far as what I saw listed. Okay, there was no mention.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
It was Symphony of Sound was the other band, I think, and I didn't know them very well. And then Kings, and I was just
Yeah, because Derry was headlining.
And I was really, like, really pumped to see Kingsfoil and Derry set, right? Because Fine Vienna was done.
Yeah.
And we watched some other band, and all of a sudden, you guys come out, and I'm like, well, who's this, right? So you started playing.
Yeah.
And it must have taken about, I don't know, 30 seconds. And we look at each other and we're like, what the? What's going on?
Yeah,
and dude, different. With these big grins on our face, that whole set.
Oh, well,
it was like, oh my God, who is this? Where'd you come from?
Dude, I'm glad you enjoyed, man.
Oh,
that's
it
awesome.
Yeah, it was out of control. And I remember you said something like, hey, if you want a CD sampler,
have some,
right?
The free samplers.
So this other guy who was with us, he's like, well, I'll go get you one. Because he showed up a little later.
Mm,
yeah, he showed up a little later. And we were telling him about you. We were like, oh, you missed this band. But they've got these CD samplers. We're going to stop down. He goes, I'll go get some. So he went down and he grabbed a few.
Oh, right on.
And, it was like, we were totally blown away.
Well, cool, man. That's awesome. It's always good to hear. I appreciate it.
And that's what it's all about, it's right?
Fun. Yeah.
All this crazy, you know, marketing and so. No. It's about blowing people away.
Yeah. And luckily, I love playing the Chameleon too. I've only played there one other time, I think. I think that was our first show with Ducky with this project. Anyways.
With the Vintage.
Yeah. So it always sounds good there. So that was a fun show. That was a really fun show.
It was great. And Greg Hildebrand.
Yeah.
I actually bumped into him upstairs, and I knew him from launch.
Yeah.
But it was one of those situations where we're looking at each other, and he had mixed a small stage and
he was doing some mixing.
Yeah, yeah. And so I knew him from that, and we were kind of like looking at each other like, I know you from somewhere. Yeah, no, I can't figure it out. And he's who I was talking to about the band, and he was saying that he had just joined the band. So
yeah, he's been in a band, an Early Ending, sort of they're a little more metal. You know, they play Chameleon too and stuff, but I think recently they're on a sort of a hiatus. But
I never thought that love was gonna be easy. I didn't think I'd have to break your heart. For you to need me, just fall in love, and you could quit. You kept my heart, I took the hit. But tonight, we're gonna tie your hair black and
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. That was Take Our Souls Back by Ducky and the Vintage from the brand new Flowers EP. Ducky joined me for a chat about the new album and his recent experiences on the NBC television program, The Voice. So tell me about Ducky and the Vintage, or because with all this crazy stuff that we're going to get into that happened then after that, from an outside perspective, so I see this band, it's Ducky and the Vintage, and then you're, you know, out there and doing national stuff, and then I'm not quite sure if it's the band or if you're solo or what's the story.
Yeah, well, I wish it was the band's more the focus. Honestly, it was really just more of an opportunity that came up. You know, I got my manager. He was just like, you know, I guess he knew the guy, the talent scout for the show, and was like, hey, do you got any people?
Right, talking about The Voice, of course.
Yeah, for The Voice, and you know, just said, hey, you wanna give it a try, because you know this is an industry invite, so you're not gonna have to stand in line. You know,
okay.
I mean, there was still, you know, a lot of people there too, but yeah, so I was like, why? You know, why not? Might as well check it out. If anything, it'll be a little exposure. I'm not really into reality TV too much, but I figured, you know what? It's a cool opportunity, and I haven't done it before, so it's an experience in itself anyways.
So what was that like? I mean, what was the process like to, first of all, where was the, did you audition as
the
invite? Okay.
Yeah, we actually, as far as that audition, I was just saying, that was in New York, at SIR Studios. They had that there. And then from there, we went on, I eventually got a call. I had to wait a couple months, but eventually got a call to go to LA. And they flew me out for casting finals.
Okay.
So it was like another.
So you weren't in yet?
Yeah, I wasn't totally in yet.
Okay.
They had about like, I think it was, well, they took it down from, there was 200 people there, or maybe a little over 200 people there for the casting finals out of, I forget what it was, like 200,000 or something that tried out or something. So it's you know, it's a pretty good feeling even just to get to that point. And then from there they you know, if you do your audition again, then they'll bring you out for the actual blind auditions.
Okay.
For the taping part, which was like in October.
So you had some time to sort of sit around and think about this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. In between, so, you know, but obviously there's a lot of legal stuff, there's a lot of, you know, paperwork, a lot of hurry up and wait kind of things and calls and so, but it was, you know, it was totally worth it. It was really cool. Even dealing with all that stuff that I haven't really dealt with before. Luckily, I had a good, you know, team of people helping me out.
And I see you posting a lot about some of the folks who stayed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you were able to connect?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I pretty much just went out there and just you know, I was looking at it as a you know, opportunity, but at the same time, you know, it was, you know, they took care of everything. They flew me out, so it was like
nice.
A working vacation to me. So I was like, you know what, I like to have fun and party a little bit. I'm gonna party a lot. I'm gonna go and talk to everybody all the time, and I got to know the producers really well. You know, even like the guy who. The original guy who created it in Holland, I guess, is where it originally came out of, I think. And got to know him. Really nice people, really good people. You know, obviously all the contestants and stuff, you know, we were hanging out every day. So it was.
So how long were you out? I mean, what was the extent of it?
Probably in total, I'd say like 4 weeks. Now, not all,
really?
not consecutively.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, probably about 4 weeks. So.
I wouldn't have expected you to have spent that much time.
Yeah, there was a lot of, because they have so many people, I guess, you know, they have to allot such a crazy schedule for everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you have some vocal coaching and stuff, not with the coaches on TV, but they have, you know, some vocal coaching and like wardrobe, and you have choreographers and stuff.
Wow.
You know, all that stuff, you know, helping you out, and legal meetings. There's a lot of little things, but there was also a lot of downtime. So I was usually getting my my meal tickets and going straight to the bar and
nice.
having a drink. So,
and that experience then led to another experience, which of course you can see online. And I saw the video with Carson Daly.
Yep, it's so, posted up there.
So what happened? How did that unravel?
Well, I think you know, after the audition, and everything, you know, he got a lot of comments. Well, I talked to him out there too. Really nice guy. I didn't get a chance to really get in depth conversation with him, but. You know, he really dug the audition, and I guess he really thought I should have made it through. And I guess a lot of other people were tweeting to him, "Hey, you know,
right?
Put a Ducky on your show, you know." And he started that the hashtag, the "What the heck happened to Ducky?"
Yeah,
thing,
yeah.
Which you know, I didn't even know what a hashtag was at that time. I was like, "This is cool. Yeah, sure." You know, but. Yeah, so I think mainly it was a lot of people messaging him and you know, saying, "Hey, you know, why don't you get the guy on the show?" And he did. He got me on, which
it was a great
he didn't
segment.
Have to do at all. Yeah, it was really cool. He's like, he definitely went out of his way. I guess when I was talking to some of the the crew and like the producers or whatever for Last Call, you know, they said he usually doesn't even come out to the spotlight interviews. Sometimes they'll just do a more of like a just a segment on
almost stuff. Like a documentary
so,
or whatever.
So like they don't always have him there, so it was cool for him even to come out, you know.
And
he's a really nice dude, and I appreciate that opportunity too, because it's a nice little extra bonus of exposure. So.
Well, congratulations on all that. I mean, that's
thanks so much, man. It's been really cool, man.
So
really cool.
You know, I'm sure that just that, first of all, just the voice exposure, but then followed up with Carson and being on his program, really, like how has that affected what you were doing before and what you're doing now?
Well, I mean, it's affected what I was doing more, because I wasn't, you know, I'm not much of a social media junkie. I mean, as far as for the band, I try and do as much as I can.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't even think I had a Twitter account before that. I might have just set it up right before I did that audition stuff. So, like, it's gotten me more into trying to keep up with the
social media going
a little more. You know, it's slowed down a little bit, but, you know, I'm still, it depends on, you know, what kind of things are going on. If I have a lot of shows or something, you know, then I'll promote stuff a lot more. But
what's it done for you from the music perspective?
Music wise, I mean, you know, it's mainly just, it's gotten it out there. So I know there's people that actually are, you know, waiting for, you know, some music, and, you know, because I posted some stuff on Twitter, and recently I just posted, you know, like the EP release date and stuff for download and stuff. You know, it's just been, it's just really cool, because there's definitely a lot of, new fans, especially like on the Facebook page, you know, like getting likes and stuff. It's like a whole new, you know, that's almost as important as anything now, which is crazy, but you know, I get it. So it increased that a lot too, probably by like 1,000 or so.
That's great.
Pretty much overnight. So
well, it's affirmation too. You know, it says, "Hey, what we're doing here, what I'm doing is worth it." I mean, there's people out there. When you can get some exposure, then people are responding to that.
Yeah,
it
really helps. It opened a lot of people's ears to what I'm doing with the band. So love is a golden rule, and it shines into your soul. You got a broken heart, and your head goes back to the start, when memories can steal you and the feet out of the dark. Am I now you're thinking it just all happens so fast?
So after I first heard you play live, of course, I went looking for a record, and there wasn't one.
Yeah.
There was a couple songs that I got on that sampler and that you can buy on iTunes. But by the time this show comes out, a brand new EP will be available, I'm sure, all over the internet and at live shows.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this new EP from Ducky and the Vintage.
Yep.
So you had these two tracks that you had recorded before, right?
Yeah,
they're part of this EP.
Right? Yeah, they're part of this EP, but we released them probably about a year ago, probably a little over a year ago now. We recorded those in Nashville with Dustin Burnett. He did those tracks, and they were really cool. But we just after that, then I ended up doing the stuff with The Voice. So due to contractual stuff, I couldn't really release anything else right away. Until now. So it's it's just been a long wait. But we recorded those songs and released them, and it was great. But obviously, I wanted to get more material out there as soon as possible.
Yeah. One thing that really grabs me about, like, instantly grabbed me about the songs, it's going to be silly for me to say this, but your voice. I mean, like, I know it's ironic.
Well, cool, man.
But
it's always a good thing to hear.
It's that soulful. It's you're laying this really soulful, almost like Lenny Kravitz. The way Kravitz went later in his career, kind of mm-hmm. in the middle of his career, when he got heavier.
Yeah.
But he kept laying that soulful voice over top of it.
Well, that's really good to hear, because Lenny Kravitz is incredible. So that's quite a compliment. I don't know if I could compare myself to that, but
I can.
But that's cool. Yeah, he's
So tell me about your process. Like, tell me about what you're into and how you develop these songs. From what I'm assuming is you sitting around with a guitar. Into what we hear on the
record. Pretty much it is. I mean, for those two songs that we did in Nashville, I actually did work with Dustin. You know, he co-produced that stuff and co-wrote. So Days of the Walking Dead was more of a song that we already had with the band. You know, I just sort of, sit around with the guys, my bass player Kurt and drummer Jimmy. Mm-hmm. They're insane. Like, they're studio musicians. I mean, they're awesome and good friends of mine. So we just sort of sit around and play with some things. I usually come to the table with something, and I'm like, hey, I got the skeleton to this song, and we put it together from there, and then I work on the lyrics, and that's sort of how Days of the Walking Dead came together. And we revised it a little bit in Nashville. Mm-hmm. But so it's one of those songs that I just really I really like playing that one. It's a fun song to play. Days of the Walking Dead, glitter and skeletons on the floor. Got no bread to pay the rent. Many crows have came and went as before. No need to be afraid of the cold and dusty. Leave me go. Another masquerade.
Days of the Walking Dead by Ducky and the Vintage on Around the Wood Stove from their brand new EP called Flowers.
Do you have a favorite Ducky and the Vintage tune?
Right now, yeah. I mean, it's a newer song, but sure. I really love Flowers, which is actually the name of the EP too. That's as far as to play live, Tambourine is definitely.
You're bringing the rock on Tambourine, man.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. Like, it's been so tough that I haven't been able to release this stuff because I've only given like just a tiny taste of some of the genre that we do, because we do sort of like a bluesy rock and roll, and then that's more even Johnny Cash esque, I guess, and then there's some that's more like
that's a heavy tune,
Black
Tambourine.
Keys or Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to finally release that stuff and let people hear the whole spectrum of what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Tambourine from Ducky and the Vintage on Around the Wood Stove. If you're in the Lancaster area, coming up this Friday, May 18th from 6 to 9, is the first in our series of Music Friday concerts at Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. Every third Friday this summer, Lancaster will be filled with music on multiple stages around the city. The Wood Stove House stage will feature an intimate concert setting with some of the region's best singer-songwriters. Kicking off the series is Sarah Beth and Danny Fiore. Sarah, of course, is half of the core duo in Indian Summer Jars, and Danny is an accomplished percussionist, guitarist, and songwriter. For more information about our Music Friday concerts, visit woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with Ducky. Outside of music, you keep busy with art.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about that.
I keep busy with a lot of different things, man. Yeah, but yeah, art's it's something I've always loved to do. I love painting, Well, I've been a painter, like subcontractor for years now, but as far as like the arts side of it, I just love, I love working on paintings in my house and been refinishing furniture and stuff and making it into, a little more of like a...
I saw some of that on the website, yeah. some of the there's a black and white table.
Yeah.
That's really, really nice.
Yeah,
I mean...
Did a design on that, because I've had a lot of friends. Most of it's been word of mouth. I've had a website, Ducky Duke Design, up for a couple years now, but I haven't really transitioned into like a full business yet. It's
okay.
More of like a side thing, but it keeps me busy. I love doing it. I try to have some gallery openings. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while. It's usually like more like every 6 months, because by the time I do a lot of really big. Pieces more like murals almost, just on giant MDF board and then frame it, so it's it's a little different from just a couple small canvas.
So is the music things. What's the balance there?
Well, honestly, the art that I do, I mean, if you look at it, it sort of really coincides with what I do with music. I mean, like they're almost one and the same. Like, In fact, a lot of, I mean, I've even had a painting that was called Flowers, and I made a song, you know, not based off that, but it gives me, like when I create something artistic, like I'll, you know, it'll actually give me a visual, you know, sort of idea in my head that I can go from to actually create a song and create some lyrics based around that concept. So it really sort of, the art and the music really just go together all the time. And it's, I mean, it's just creating. So it's like, it's something I love to do. I have to be doing it constantly, you know, whether it's something I keep or think looks like crap or whatever, you know, everybody has that. So, you know, but it's definitely something I love to do, and I'll always continue to do that. So,
well, you know, it's a great thing with music these days. For you, you know, there's all that downtime, and I always talk when I'm talking to musicians, like, you know, who are struggling or just getting into it or trying to do it more for a living. I always say, look, man, you got to find out what you can do between Monday morning and Thursday night, because
it's true.
There's a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Right. And if you want to sustain yourself with music, that's great. But nobody's going to pay you to do anything Monday morning.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to find something cool to do. Yeah. Not soul sucking.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure everybody's worked their share of jobs that they do not like. I mean, I've done that. I've definitely got more into, you know, trying to stay a little more self-employed.
Yeah.
Because of the music, because you're always
you got to be flexible.
Or you got to do something.
That's great.
You know,
it's very
not necessarily making a lot of money off of it, but that's being an artist and musician doesn't really entail all the time, you know, making
no. But
a
that
lot
whole
money. It's just what you love. So
it's like that furniture thing. Like that's a creative way of thinking about it differently, because that's the kind of thing that people, you know, that's the kind of thing that some wealthy guy out there, you know, who might not want to buy a dark painting with skeletons or something on it, right?
Yeah.
But might want to buy something like that for their hip, cool apartment
exactly.
And spend $2,000 on some thing you bought at a yard sale.
Yeah,
and
no, I've had people even recently that spent $20 on this old vintage dresser. And I mean, I guess they looked it up and it was actually worth, you know, a lot of money back in its time. So they, you know.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for taking some time to sit down and talk.
Oh, dude, no problem, man. My pleasure, man.
I wish you all the best with this EP, the Flowers EP.
Yeah.
I will link up to all the places online where people can grab that. And, of course, they can get it at the shows.
Yeah, they can get it at the shows. We'll have now we're not going to have CDs just yet. Right now, we just have a digital drop card.
Okay.
But it actually comes with album artwork and everything, you know, and so it actually comes on a card that you can keep and everything. So it's not just like a credit card that you can lose. So,
very
but
good.
Yeah, so that'll be out.
And when you get the new record's done, come on back and I'd love to help introduce it.
We definitely will, and you know, hopefully that'll be sooner than later.
All right, man. So, thanks, Ducky.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, man.
The new EP from Ducky and the Vintage is available now online and at all shows. You can link up with a variety of online sources to learn more about Ducky's music and art at woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out past episodes of this program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.